Over the more than 12 years this program's been on the air, we've broadcast several features which inspired a lot of response from you. John Henry Fox's annual Christmas story, Julian Crandall Hollick's Apna Street series. In 1996, Jackie Lydon interviewed a band while I was on vacation. The feature generated mail for 2 years. The group was called Lazy Boy. New Yorker magazine called the dark and evocative music of Lazy Boy a soundtrack to your own private movie. The quality of their sound also was not lost on big media types. Lazy Boy has been heard on film and television. The band also appeared in the NBC series Homicide: Life on the Streets. Detective Meldrick Lewis hired Lazy Boy for his wedding reception.
Hey, well, come on, what is this, a funeral? Why don't you guys play something funky, huh? Something with a snap to it.
Lazy Boy is now known as Big Lazy. There is a new CD, and we are pleased to welcome back Stephen Ulrich. Welcome back, Stephen.
Greetings. Thank you.
Paul Dugan, welcome back.
Thanks.
And a new member of the band, Tamir Muscat. Welcome to Studio 4A.
Right. Hello.
First thing we have to talk about, Steve, is the change in name. You're no longer Lazy Boy. You're now Big Lazy. Why?
Well, we got a letter in the mail about a few months ago, and there's a furniture company called Lazy Boy, and they were not happy with us, I guess, diluting their name in the marketplace.
So you had to think up a new name.
Well, our first reaction was, okay, this band will be called Lazy Girl. And they said, it's too close to Lazy Boy. So we said, okay, it's going to be called Lazy and Sons. They said no to that, too. Lazy and Sons was nice. It was sort of a plumbing, a nice kind of a plumbing company image. So Big Lazy appeared, and it seemed to be kind of generic enough for us.
Big Lazy is pretty good.
Thanks.
We're going to hear some music. Music from the new CD. What do you want to play for us first?
This is called Skinless Boneless.
Okay. Big Lazy in Studio 4A. Skinless Boneless, performed by Big Lazy here in Studio 4A. That's from their new CD of the same name, Big Lazy. Well, you changed your name, but the sound is pretty much still intact.
A little bit of a different drumming sound.
A little bit of a different drumming sound. You have a new drummer, so I suppose that is natural. Paul, I have to ask you about your instrument. Tell us about this stand-up bass that you've got here.
It's a 1920s German flatback. And I've sort of jazzed it up in a way that I can sort of play it at a volume that it's really not meant to be played at, so I can sort of use it in a in a pop rock context.
Yeah. You've played with Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, I actually had a gig with her in, geez, it's funny you should mention that. It was a fill-in gig. She came in town to do, in Philadelphia, lives in Philadelphia, and she came in town to do one night for a city function. And I was hired to pretty much do her opening and closing fanfare, and the music that she had sort of in between her bits. Actually, the drummer had a whole lot to do, where, you know, she'd say something like, my mother-in-law's zippers are so long they're registered with Amtrak. Vada-voom, you know.
So the drummer actually. The old rim shot, right. The old punctuation.
Exactly. So the drummer actually worked a lot more than I did on that gig. But, you know, when people ask, well, what's one of the weirder gigs you've had? I'd have to say that one's one of the weirder ones.
Phyllis rocks in a special way.
Yeah, she has, and for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Stephen, when Jackie Lydon spoke to you the last time, and you told us after the interview we were getting in for your CD Amnesia that, you know, you wrote that surf punks and doctors and car mechanics and soccer moms, you know, were sending their reviews, and you got an old jazz musician from a retirement home in South Carolina ordered a copy of your CD. What is it about this music that has such an effect on people?
I guess I'd have to say that it's not one thing, but it's a lot of things. For instance, Paul's into jazz and R&B. I listen to a lot of sort of trashy hot rod guitar and stuff like that, as well as film music. Tamir brings an element that's out of a more of a rock direction. But it's hard to say. I mean, for us, it was really a relief to know that we weren't just appealing to downtown New York hipsters, you know, it was really inspiring to reach these people, because that's really, for us, what it's all about.
Yeah.
There is the best language in our music, which is no language, which is music, you know. It's something that everybody can just relate with nothing else. It's just pure, you know. It's got something really strong about it.
I think we need to hear some more music. So what do you have for us next?
This is called Eeny Meeny.
Thank you.
Eeny, meeny, performed by Big Lazy here in Studio 4A. Tamir, you're the newest member
of
the group.
New.
I hear you're a touring liability.
That had to do with the fact that he plays on a lot of propane tanks, and you can see he's got a propane tank there.
Where?
Right there.
You have a propane tank.
And for a while we were
at Pavaro's place.
Of course. I got my beer tank. Usually I'm carrying a huge beer thing, but we couldn't fit it this time.
A beer keg, shall we say.
Exactly.
So you like to play on found instruments then?
Yeah, I just like interesting tones, you know, unusual tones sometimes.
Yeah. Steve, when you were here in 1996 and Jackie Lydon did the interview with you, you said you were looking for a record deal, but I noticed that this new CD is still on your own label. Tasanki, is that right?
Tasanki. Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? No deal.
No deal. You know, we're kind of doing business this way now. We're selling records. We have a site, and that's mostly how we sell our records, is through our site. People contact us. We now have a new site because we have a new name. But, you know, it's either a blessing or a curse? I'm not sure.
I wondered.
We're free. And a lot of our friends are signed to record companies, and they kind of look at us and say, wow, you're free.
But because the technology has come along at such a time now where you have a lot of artists, first of all, that have to use MP3 technology in the internet to sell because they're not getting a record deal. But on the other hand, you have folks that do have the record deals that are saying, no, we want to bypass it. We want to do
it
ourselves.
You know, the right record company could work for us. So far, it hasn't happened. And we're surviving this way, and you know, we've been actually surviving for years like this. So
no outside management?
No, I occasionally, or not occasionally, I'm constantly impersonating a manager, though.
That's right, he does.
Go ahead. How do you impersonate a manager?
Well, you're either harassing people or begging them, or.
And when you're big stars, imagine the stories you're going to have to tell when you do more interviews.
We've got tons of deals.
All right.
Want to leave us with something, a song? You're going to do something for us called, now what is this, Princess Nicotine?
That's right.
It's from the only smoker in the band.
That's right.
Tamir, are you the only smoker? So is this your song?
Yeah.
No,
I just stopped.
I actually stole the title from this old silent movie that I think was a minute long, and it was just a picture of a woman smoking, which I guess in 1919 or whenever it was kind of racy. Okay, this is Princess Nicotine.
Big Lazy, performing in Studio 4A. They have a new CD on Tasanke Records. It's called Big Lazy. Their website is www.biglazymusic.com. Stephen Ulrich on guitar, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Tamir Muscat on drums, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
And Paul Dugan on bass, thank you very much.
And thank you again.
Our engineer in Studio 4A was Mark Greenhouse. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton.